Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. Hope you're all doing wonderfully well, and life is good. And so it's pretty much summer everywhere, not everywhere in the world, but most of the places that we have listeners. And we're moving on. We've got a lot. We're in the middle of 2017, and so much is happening all over the world. It's just mind-boggling, and with the Internet, it's just moving even faster and faster. We did a show last week on cryptocurrency. For those of you that don't know what cryptocurrency is, you really want to learn about it. Bitcoins are just one of the cryptocurrencies that are being accepted by merchants, different, not all merchants, but many, and PayPal. So just wanted to throw that out there because there's been so many changes that are going on, and there's learning curves. But there's a lot of things that still stay the same, right? The basics stay the same. We all need foundations before we add on the floor of a house and real estate or in anything. And so today we have an honorary guest. He's been on multiple times and comes on constantly to update us, which we so appreciate, to keep us abreast of these changes that are happening. We have many, many, many baby boomers out there, and I'm one of them, a population that's getting older faster than I would have thought. I mean, anyone listening that's over 50, I think you'll agree that we got here really fast, a lot faster than we thought when we were 35 and 40 that it was going to get here. So if you're 62 years or older, and many of you listeners will have clients that are 62 years or older, and we all know people, that everyone that's 62 years or older, reverse mortgages have changed in your favor. And if you own a house or you're thinking of buying a house, there's different ways to do this that can really help you. Reverse mortgages are no longer what they were thought of years ago, just in case of an emergency or last resorts. And people are going to beg to differ with me, so I'm just throwing out what I remember in the 80s with reverse mortgages. And but they always still had lots of pluses as well. But they're no longer that way. Now they're truly a retirement planning tool that you can use in your favor. You should have it as part of your estate planning, protect other assets with a HICM. Today we're going to learn how you can use the reverse mortgage for all of this, how you can purchase a home with a HECM, H-E-C-M, and you'll hear why myths and misconceptions shouldn't stop you. Steve Sless, director and branch manager of First Nations Reverse Mortgage, is truly a pro in this. He has totally focused on this one thing. You know, they talk about we should do one thing. That's hard for me to ever do, but it shows sometimes. But he has focused on that for a long time now, and he's truly a pro and expert in this field. So without further ado, I want to welcome Stephen Sless. Hey.
Hello, my dear. So great to be back with you.
Thank you so much. You heard I said honorary guest, because you are, and we are so thrilled to have you back on.
I appreciate it every time. We always have a blast, don't we?
Yeah, and it goes by too fast, right? We'll have to we keep saying, we said it a few times, but we haven't done it. We need to do one of the seminars together, you know, do something together and tape it, because an hour is never enough, you know.
Absolutely.
Put that out there. Definitely put that out there. I think you all are still, are you doing weekend seminars or Saturday seminars, or are you doing that anymore?
So, yeah, we do seminars from time to time. You know, we do them mainly around the Mid-Atlantic area, where we'll send invitations out to pre-qualified homeowners that are over the age of 62 that own homes, and we'll send an invite out. We offer a free lunch and a free dinner to come on out and just become educated. Cool. Listen to me talk about reverse mortgages. We invite past clients of ours out to talk about their experience in taking out a reverse mortgage and how it's affected their life and affected their retirement. And we get to meet people just on a different level. You know, it's different to come out to one of these seminars in a non-sales atmosphere and just sit back, have a glass of water, have a nice meal, mingle, and learn how a reverse mortgage can help protect your other assets, how it can help you live the rest of your life at home, in the home that you've cherished for, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40 years, and provide you with, you know, financial security and peace of mind.
That's fantastic. Tell me, before we dig into the whole show and everything, you have some good news to tell us, and I'll let you share the news, because I guess we have listeners that are not going to have heard before, right? So why don't you tell us your history and then bring us up to your good news that just recently happened.
Absolutely. So I've been in the mortgage industry since 2004. I was a traditional mortgage originator for quite some time, and between 2008 and 2009, right after the entire mortgage industry was kind of turned on its head with the financial meltdown, I had made the decision to transfer over and do reverse mortgages. I had heard about them for a long time. Some in my company were already experimenting with them and getting into reverse mortgages. And I heard the success stories of clients and how a reverse mortgage was able to transform their retirement. And it was something that piqued my interest, that I was interested in learning more about it and in originating a few reverse mortgages. I became very passionate about them. And I've seen the impact that the program has on one's retirement. And the financial security and the peace of mind it provides. So I have been in the reverse industry now for almost a decade. Currently, I'm the director and branch manager of First Nations Reverse Mortgage, which for the listeners that normally hear me on this show, it used to be Home Point Financial. The big news is that Home Point Financial has sold what was their reverse mortgage division, my group, to First Nations Reverse Mortgage, which is a division of Huron Valley Financial. They're out of Ann Arbor, Michigan. And Huron Valley Financial has made a very large financial commitment to back my division, to back reverse mortgages, allow us to spread the gospel, so to speak, of reverse mortgages, larger web presence, larger social media presence, and they're really going to just pour gasoline on the fire that we've already started and allow us to expand and grow. In that comes hiring of new loan officers and reverse mortgage professionals across the country, and it's a really exciting opportunity.
Congratulations. That sounds great.
Thank you.
So they're in all 50 states, right?
So we are working on licensing in all 50 states. We're in the majority of 50 states. I believe Huron Valley is licensed currently in, I believe, 27 states and growing.
Okay.
We have license applications in to many other states across the country with the plan of by the end of the year, be fully licensed and functional in all 50 states.
Great. Fantastic. Tell us, what is a reverse mortgage?
Great question. Great place to start. So a reverse mortgage, and I'm just going to try to put this in the most simplest layman's terms. So a HECM, home equity conversion mortgage, is a reverse mortgage. A HECM is just kind of the industry term for a reverse mortgage. So a HECM, or home equity conversion mortgage, is a government-insured mortgage loan which allows older Americans to age in place within the comfort of their own home. Nowadays, you know, most older Americans, their wealth is locked up in their home. You know, they might not have large retirement plans. They might not have 401ks or enough money to fund the rest of their longevity. But what we've come to find out, and what a lot of retirement professionals will tell you through various studies, is that most older Americans have wealth. However, it's just locked up in the equity built up in their home. So what a HECM does,
the access to cash, yeah.
Correct. It's just not liquid. So what a HECM does is it converts the locked up equity into tangible funds. Unlike a traditional mortgage, a HECM has no monthly payment requirement. The borrowers must pay the property taxes and the homeowner's insurance, and all the proceeds from a HECM are tax-free, and they can be used to serve any purpose. So whether you just want to have money for a rainy day, whether, you know, a big trend that we see now, actually, Natalie, is setting up the home to be able to live in the home the rest of your life. So, you know, equipping the home with wheelchair lifts or wheelchair ramps, or just customizing the home to allow you to live in the home for the rest of your life comfortably, with that financial security and peace of mind.
Without having to go to an assisted living center or something,
I've done this for quite some time, for almost a decade, and what I hear from clients all the time is we want to maintain our financial security and peace of mind in our home. We want to stay in our home. You know, we've been in our home for 40 years or 30 years or however long they've been in their home for. Nobody wants to pick up at, you know, whether it's 62 years old or 82, or we've done reverse mortgages for people in their 90s before. At that point, you want to be able to enjoy the home that you – We closed a reverse mortgage for a 95-year-old client not too long ago. Got to the point where they had enough money to fund themselves until they were 95, and then, you know, they're very healthy, thank God, knock on wood. They weren't sure how they were going to make it past 100. They have plans on living past 100. They weren't sure how they were going to get there. And what we did is we sat and customized a plan to be able to help fund their longevity for, you know, until they're 100, 105, 110 years old. We're able to provide them with money from the equity in their home that otherwise they would not have access to. And the beauty is you don't have to pay it back. So a reverse mortgage gets paid back when the last remaining homeowner no longer is occupying the house.
Wow. And at that point, and that's like for a 95-year-old, to get an equity line or a 30-year loan, they're not going to, right? It's going to be hard to do that.
Correct. So I've seen, you know, I have many friends in the business, and I've heard stories of, you know, homeowners getting, you know, at 80 years old going into a 30-year mortgage. You know, I mean, what sense does that make? You know, I think one of the problems in not only our reverse mortgage industry, but just the mortgage industry in whole, is there's a lack of education about how a reverse mortgage can be structured, how it can be used, and just what it is and how it works. You know, somebody that's 80 years old should have at least be provided with the education of, here's what's available to you. You can do a 30-year mortgage if you like. You can do a 15 mortgage if you like, but how have you looked into a reverse mortgage? Do you know what it is? Do you know the benefits? And do you know how this reverse mortgage is very different than any other type loan, and it can help you maintain your, you know, living in your home and funding your longevity for the rest of your life? There's not a lot of education out there, and there needs to be more.
No. And then where does the negative amortization come in?
So a reverse mortgage is different in a traditional mortgage in such that the interest that ordinarily would be paid on a monthly basis. So you have a traditional mortgage, you make your monthly payment, you're paying principal and interest every month. The interest on a reverse mortgage is added to the balance of the loan, and that balance is compounding and growing over time. So it's a negative amortized loan, and that's exactly what that means. So your balance is increasing over time. And that's one of the first things that we point out to our clients. You know, in educating our clients, we explain to them, you need to realize that if you do a reverse mortgage, yes, you are going to accomplish your goals of, you know, creating more peace of mind, having more financial stability throughout your retirement years, and being able to fund your longevity. However, this is how it works. Your interest is being added to the back end of your loan. That is going to compound. That is going to grow. So there is a chance that you are at some point going to owe more on your reverse mortgage than what the value of your home is. Now, the beauty of this whole program.
The rates are so low that it's still, the rates are so low that I'm assuming, because for example, I mean, in the 80s, well, the early 80s, the rates were in the teens. And then, of course, by the mid to late 80s, they went down under 10, just under 10. But so because the rates are so low, I'm assuming that doesn't add up to a whole bunch. I mean, I know, of course, it just depends on the price of the house, et cetera.
Well, correct. It really just depends on what the loan amount is. Interest rates right now on the reverse mortgages are very low. They're in the fours. Now, the whole beauty, let's backtrack for just a second. Now, the beauty of the reverse mortgage being an FHA-insured loan is you are provided with FHA reverse mortgage insurance, or MIP, M-I-P, for those industry heads out there.
Mm-hmm.
What that does, what the MIP does, is it protects the homeowner, their estate, and their family. So you can be in a reverse mortgage for 20 years. If the interest accrues over time and you wind up owing more on your reverse mortgage than what the value of your home is, there is nobody, you, your heirs, your estate, nobody is responsible for that overage.
That's awesome.
So that overage is covered by the reverse mortgage insurance. Now, there is a premium that is paid for that. There's an upfront expense for the reverse mortgage insurance, and then there's 1.25% annually that is accruing on the balance of your loan as well, in addition to the interest.
One and a quarter percent. Okay,
and then
the upfront 1%.
Well, the upfront is either going to be a 0.5% or 2.5%, and it just depends on the equity position in the home.
But that's how the FHA. I mean, with FHA, they're going to the mortgage insurance. You're going to have that upfront fee as well, or it's financed in the loan, right?
Correct.
So kind of same
Correct.
Thing. Kind
Correct.
Of the same thing. Okay. So this can any of that be financed in there, or they have to be upfront, or comes off the price? I mean, the amount.
Well, no, it absolutely can be financed in the loan. So very, very often we do reverse mortgages without our clients having to put out a dollar out of their own pocket. You know, because the goal is to free up cash flow, not take away cash flow.
But does that, you know how we, in real estate regular sales, we do amortization 15-year, 20, 30-year, there's some 40-year out there.
Mm-hmm.
How does that, it's negative amortization, but how does it just kind of, just a kind of quickie overview for the real estate agents and brokers. I mean, like, how does that kind of calculate out? Like, is it because it's negative amortization, is it done over 10, 15, 30 years, or is it like kind
of? Well, no, so my amortization schedule that I present to my clients goes up until they're 100 years old.
The part that, for example, in the real estate, say somebody's going to get a loan and they're going to do a 15-year mortgage or a 30-year mortgage,
mm-hmm.
right? And there's not
mm-hmm.
a balloon payment. They're going to amortize over 15 or 30 years. So your amortization schedule, so you're saying basically if they're 62 years old, then it could be amortized over 38 years?
Correct. Well, so it's just going to continue. It's going to continue to compound, and it's going to continue. The interest is going to continue to compound, and it's going to continue to grow until the last homeowner leaves the home. So it's not a fixed 30-year or 15-year product.
Okay, right. That was my question, basically. So with the negative amortization, it's just going to keep growing, but it's still with the low interest rates could be low, and you can show them a schedule. So the custody sellers can see, or owners. I'm so used to the real estate lingo. Listen to me. So the homeowner, I should say.
And the beauty about breaking down an amortization schedule is that we can look at the schedule and say, you know, we can tailor this around your goals. So, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, you know, if you're telling me that you want to preserve the equity in your home. You know, you want to make sure that when you pass your home on to your children or to your grandchildren or other heirs that they are able to sell the home and make a profit off the home. And in the meantime, you want to take out this reverse mortgage and free up some cash flow out of the equity of your home. We can customize this and tell them how much of a payment they would need to make to pay on the interest and to pay on the MIP so that their balance does not increase, or so the balance increases at a lesser rate than it ordinarily would. So even though there's not a monthly payment requirement, you certainly have the option to make any monthly payment that you'd like. There is no prepayment penalty, so you can make any payment that you'd like at any time. And you can kind of customize how much, if at all, your balance grows over time.
I like that. So that's really, you can kind of lock it in, but not lock it in. It's kind of like we call in the real estate industry when we tell when somebody takes a 30-year loan and then they really pay it off in 15. It's kind of like cheating the bank because they're making the extra payments down on the principal.
Sure.
It's kind of like a way to kind of get in there and then do that. That's really great. The rates are so low, though, that I just think everybody should look at everything now because of, you know, we don't know how long the rates are going to stay like this, although we've been blessed for quite a while with it. But, wow, this is
And I'll tell you, too, what I think is the greatest feature of the reverse mortgage is the reverse mortgage has a very unique feature, unlike any other type of mortgage, and that's a growing line of credit. So you have the option to take a portion or all of the funds that are available to you and put them into a line of credit, unlike a traditional line of credit. So if you go to the bank, you take out a line of credit, you're going to start making monthly mortgage payments on that line of credit. The reverse mortgage has no mortgage payment. Now, what makes this unique is that the line of credit is growing over time. And it's growing by 1.25% over the interest rate on the loan. And what that does is it allows somebody to put a sum of money in that line of credit and grow it so they can use it later on in life and it's worth more than it when it started out. No other feature, no other mortgage product, no other feature has that growth feature. I mean, we've had clients that
have... Can we do an example of that? Can we just do, like, say it's a $200,000, just kind of give a number example? Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
So
while
I'm gonna pull up my program here that'll allow me to do that. Let's answer some other questions or let's briefly jump on to another topic while I'm putting some information in and I'll be ready to roll in just a minute.
Because I think 200, whatever the best number, it doesn't matter. I'm saying 200, it doesn't matter what the number is. Awesome. Okay, so that just makes this a no-brainer. Well, that money that they can earn monies on, if they pass away and the property gets sold, does that money count to pay off the mortgage, or is that a separate fund, separate than what's owed on the mortgage?
So it's a separate fund. So whatever the line of credit, you know, that line of credit is for the use of the borrower on the reverse mortgage. So if you pass away and you have money in that line of credit, that line of credit does not get passed on to your heirs. However, if it's never used, that money is never owed, and there's no interest accruing on that money. So you're only accruing interest, and you're only going to owe the money that you take, plus the interest it accumulates on that during time, you know, during over the years.
Mm. Love it. Okay, another question, because you know we end up dealing in. I don't like this. The senior citizens now, they're calling people 55 and older senior citizens, and I have a real problem with that now that I'm 55. I go, this is like bite your tongue. We want to be 35, you know. And I think all the AARP and the discounts people get after 50, you know, it just makes it whatever. I don't like it. I think it's ridiculous. But anyhow, so when you have homes, these homes over 55 and over, there's federal laws where somebody, one of the spouses can be under 55. And they do have situations where grandchildren or other people can come and stay. There's certain, you know, restrictions, et cetera. How does that work with a reverse mortgage, per se, since the person is supposed to be 62? How does that work with their spouse or anything else?
Sure. So there's a non-borrowing spouse clause that allows us to do a reverse mortgage for a couple, one of which is of age, 62 years of age or older, and the other, which is underage, under 62 years or older. You can still take out a reverse mortgage. However, the proceeds available are based on the age of the youngest spouse. So if the spouse is 55, there's going to be less money available because this is it's an age-based program, meaning the older you are, the more money you're eligible to receive or the less equity you need in order to qualify.
Why is that?
Well,
because of the time period, you're not going to live as long. They're not going to live as long, and that's just kind of basic.
Well, correct. So the reason so you get more money as you age, the main reason is, you know, because of the negative amortization. So, you know, somebody who's 55 years old, they're going to have more interest accrue over the lifetime of your loan as opposed to somebody who's 80 years old.
Do they go with, like, the mortality tables, I guess, like the insurance companies do? I'm just kind of throwing general stuff out there. I guess kind of.
No.
So that
no.
makes sense because, Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. So a couple, they do the 55. One's 55. One has to be at least 62. They're going to base it on the 55, the youngest one. And that sounds old now, and it's not old. Oh, my goodness. So anyhow, I'm just like, oh, wait till you get there. You'll see what I mean. And but that the younger one stays in the house. They don't have to move, even, like, say, God forbid, you know, you're 55 and 62, and the spouse at 63 passes away, and the other one's only 56 at that point. They don't have to move. They're locked. They're okay, right?
Correct.
They don't have to pay off the loan or anything. Okay.
Correct. Now, the exception is Texas. If we have any listeners in Texas, you both both borrowers must be over the age of 62. When they first get the loan. Everywhere else, only one spouse has to be 62. The other spouse would be what's called a non-borrowing spouse.
I wonder why they do that in Texas that way. I wonder maybe there's another alternative.
Texas has some goofy laws across the board for all mortgage products. Texas is like their own. They operate under their own little. They're like their own little country down there.
Well, they keep saying they want to be, right? So.
right.
Yeah.
So I was able to pull up. Wow. I was able to plug in these numbers, and we can go over the amortization schedule here,
and I can
let you know what the line of credit will grow by. All right.
Okay.
So I took a homeowner that was born in 1952, okay, and I just used that as a rough age. It's my dad. It's the year my dad was born. So I'll plug that in there.
Okay.
So 1952, a $200,000 property value. And a $25,000 mortgage balance. Okay, so those are the numbers that we're going to base this off of. So the first thing that is done is we pay off the $25,000 mortgage balance. So that mortgage will be paid off, therefore eliminating that mortgage payment. This borrower's only responsibility going forward will be the homeowner's insurance, the property tax, and the general upkeep on the home. Okay. In addition.
Okay.
To paying off the $25,000, this person has available cash at closing, $30,500, and a line of credit, which will be available 1 year from taking out the reverse mortgage, is going to be $44,000. Okay.
Okay, the $44,000 is in addition to the $30,500?
In addition to the $30,500. So the $30,500 is how much is available during year number one. So HUD and FHA made some changes to the program a few years back. Right away. It's available right away.
Okay.
There were some changes a few years back. You used to be able to take all of the loan proceeds right away up front in one lump sum. You're no longer able to do that. It's broken up over two portions of money. So in the first year, there's $30,500 available, and in the second year, there's $44,000 available in addition to paying off the $25,000 existing mortgage.
So we're looking at about 50%. So if it's $200,000, right, they're going to give you about 50% after everything's – after the loan's paid off, you get about 50% to use towards – in theory, right, you get to take part of it now and then part of it's a line of credit.
Correct.
Right?
It's going to be up to the homeowner. It's going to be up to the homeowner, the reverse mortgage borrower, whether or not they want to take the $30,500 that they have available to them up front. And that's where we have a deeper conversation with our clients and really examine what their goals are. We'll ask them, what is your existing retirement plan? What are your goals for retirement? What's your short-term goals? What's your long-term goals? And then we'll establish whether that money is needed up front or not. If they choose to receive that money up front, then in a year, they're going to have access to that other $44,000. That is going to grow. They're going to have the choice whether to put that into the growing line of credit, or they can also, this is another option, take that in monthly payments made to them. So every month you get a check in the mail. And we'll tell them how many years that money will last for until it's gone. You can also do a hybrid.
The example you have now. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Just going to ask couple quick questions, just like if I was a person doing it. The example you have now with the $200,000. And if they have a $25,000 mortgage, The $25,000 gets paid off because it's basically roughly 50% of what's left after you pay off your mortgage is kind of what they're going to let you use, right? So you've got $30,500 you can take the first year, $44,000 the second year. How the interest that's paid, like it's like almost like a line of credit, or it is. So is that a lower interest than what the HECM overall interest is going to be? Is that kind of like in two different ways? Am I asking the right question? You know what I mean.
Well, so the initial interest rate on this particular loan is going to be 4.6%. Okay, that's the interest that's going to accrue on the money owed, on the money that's taken plus the closing cost. The line of credit, if you draw from that line of credit after a year when it becomes available, whatever you draw from that line of credit, there is going to be interest that accrues on that money as well. Okay.
And it's what kind of amount now, is that? Is it?
So that's going to, assuming that the rates stay the same, it's going to be the same 4.6%. The program that I've structured right now is an annual adjustable rate program, which can adjust once per year and has a cap of 2% per year and 5% during the lifetime of the loan.
2% and 5%. Oh, okay, 2% and 5%. So it's an adjustable rate, and it's got the 2 and the 5. So through the life of the loan, so the 4.6 can never be more than 9.6?
Correct.
Well, that's good.
Absolutely. There's specific rate caps that protect homeowners, so their interest rates cannot adjust very drastically. Now, that line of credit, let's backtrack for another moment. The line of credit is going to grow by 1.25% over the interest rate. So the interest rate right now, the start rate is going to be 4.6 plus 1.25. So 5.85 is what that line of credit is going to grow by. And when I pull up my
Does that kind of negate the 4.6? It would take it down to like 3.something. So they're going to automatically that's a plus. There's nothing negative in that 1.5%, right?
Well, so the interest and the growth rate are two completely different things. The interest is always going to compound on the amount of money that's owed on the loan at that particular time. So the interest is going to come.
I sound like I'm asking stupid questions, but I'm just dissecting it.
No such thing as a stupid question. And this is important too, because I'm sure that the listeners have the same type of questions that you're asking. So it's important to get that out there.
Is important because you dig deeper and for the people, and that's important because they don't want to sign up for something that cost them an extra $10,000 when they could have done it another way. So okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sure. And that's really whenever we meet with a client in person or talk to them one on one over the phone, we dive deep and we have a conversation that could last an hour, could last an hour and a half. We're examining number one what your existing situation looks like, and we're educating you on this program that there's very little education about. So it's important. This is for many people. This is the first time ever. Discovering a reverse mortgage is the first time ever learning about a reverse mortgage. So we really take the time to educate. We take the time to, provide some analysis, figure out whether this is going to be a program that's going to be beneficial or not. If it's not, we're certainly going to be the first ones to say, you know what, I think you're doing fine as is. This really isn't something that is going to be a fit for your retirement goals. Very often it is a fit for the retirement goals. And it's just going through the education process to decide what the best way is to tailor this specific to their goals.
Let's play devil's advocate here. So, because if they go and they take an equity line, a lot of the home equity lines are offering low rates for the first year, but then it starts going back up, right? Mm-hmm. And they're paying on their home. So say we have somebody that's in a $200,000 house. And they owe $25,000 on their mortgage, which they're still paying. And they don't have other retirement money or money put away or, God forbid, like lost it in stock market years ago, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So say they have $200,000 and they say, I'm going to go do an equity line of credit. Of course, the equity line is going to be based on their income as well. And are your income – or is it based on the income with the same ratios, or are your ratios a little bit more flexible on this a reverse mortgage than it would be on a regular, equity loan?
Yeah, so it's a little different. What we look at is we do look at credit and income. We look at residual income, so how much income is left after bills are paid. And it's not a credit score based program. It's just an overall.
Okay.
You know, we look at their overall credit. We really look at 2 years past payment history. You know, being current on taxes and insurance is important.
Okay.
Now, if somebody doesn't necessarily meet all the credit standards, it doesn't necessarily mean that they cannot obtain a reverse mortgage. What it means is that there might be a forced escrow account that we would draw the taxes and insurance from to ensure that those taxes and insurance never default.
Oh, so they can do it. They do it without an escrow, and they're responsible for paying their taxes and insurance typically. Because a lot of lenders require the escrow.
Yeah, a typical reverse mortgage, there is no escrow. The borrower is solely responsible for the homeowner's insurance, property taxes, and general upkeep. If an underwriter deems that this person is not necessarily credit worthy and they are a risk of tax and insurance default, then there might be what's called a LISA, a lifetime, it's basically a lifetime set aside. We take a portion of the proceeds that they qualify for, and we set that aside into a separate account. And that account is used to fund their taxes and insurance.
Okay.
And we determine that after a full credit analysis and an income analysis.
Okay. So I'm going to roll back to where I was going and then turn it back over to you fully on the – so say we just do $200,000, they owe $25,000. They're saying, hey, I'm just going to go – I'm running out of money, but I don't want to sell my house. I love my house. I don't want to move, blah, 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 right? So I'm going to take – they're going to take an equity line. They're thinking of going to the bank and getting a regular equity line, which is going to be based on their income. And then they still owe that. So what they're doing is they're not paying off the $25,000. They have the equity line, so they have to make payments on that. And they don't have, I mean, if they use it all or the equity line, we never know. I mean, for example, in 2008 and 2009, I heard so many stories from clients, customers, and people I know, so many in the, you know, in housing, owned houses and real estate business industry that had credit lines. And they had a $100,000, $200,000 credit line, and they were actually paying their bills out of it because the rate was so low and it was working out. There's all these different programs out there that teach people to do things like that at times. And all of a sudden, the credit line might go from $100,000 to $10,000, and they were in a big mess because it got, you know, pulled down because of the economy. So I'm just looking at it like if someone's going, well, what are my options? You know, I'm going to go take an equity line, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do a reverse mortgage. And so I'm just kind of playing devil's advocate there. Are there any protection in with, like, for example, the reverse mortgage, since it's FHA, are they protected that, hey, you know, we're not going to, if you qualify now for this $200,000, you were paying off your $25,000, we're going to give you $30,500 if you want to take it. You still have $44,000. Is there any protection in there with the laws, even though laws can change, that they don't just all of a sudden come back, you know, a year later and say you're 44 now is zero, we're sorry? Like, is there anything in there that can change like that, that did change in regular lending?
No, it's a great point. So I'll tell you the beauty of the reverse line of credit as opposed to a traditional line of credit. So number one, for a older homeowner that might be on a fixed income, to obtain a line of credit from a local bank or credit union could be very challenging. You know, they are going to really have tighter credit standards than we would on a reverse mortgage. Typically, if you're on a fixed income, it is very difficult to obtain a traditional HELOC, a home equity line of credit. You know, now what the homeowner needs to do, what the potential borrower needs to do, is sit back, hopefully with a trusted advisor, a financial professional or somebody that they trust, sit back and say, you know, let's put all of our options out there. Let's compare apples to apples or even apples to oranges, because the reverse mortgage is really completely different than a traditional HELOC. And let's look at our options and see what's available. So traditional HELOC, you're going to have a monthly payment.
People, they don't have it. Okay.
So you're gonna have a monthly payment with a traditional HELOC, which is you're not gonna have a monthly payment with a reverse mortgage. There is no monthly payment. If you have an existing mortgage and you're gonna do a HELOC to provide you with additional cash flow, well, now you have two mortgages, and you're gonna have two mortgage commitments to make every month. With a reverse, the first thing that's done is we're paying off any existing mortgage before any proceeds are released. Before you qualify for dollar number one, your mortgage is getting paid off. So whatever that monthly mortgage payment is, that's going back in the pocket of the homeowner and not paid out to the bank. You know, I see clients of ours all the time that are, you know, in their 70s and 80s, and they have, you know, 20 some years left on their mortgage. Well, realistically, unless they really get aggressive with the payback, that mortgage is just not ever going to be paid off. We can pay that off and free up the additional cash flow. So there's very drastic differences when it comes to traditional HELOC versus reverse mortgage HELOC. Another drastic difference is a traditional HELOC can be frozen at any time. The bank has the right to freeze your line of credit at any time. It was done very often during the mortgage meltdown. Credit card lines of credit were frozen. Home equity lines of credit were frozen. If you had available credit, chances are it was frozen or decreased. A reverse mortgage line of credit is guaranteed, insured, can never change. Does not matter what the economy does.
That was my big question in there. Okay, that was my huge question in there. So it's guaranteed. It's because it's in FHA and it's insured and everything, and it's in writing that this is guaranteed. It's not gonna, we're not gonna lower it or freeze it on you.
Absolutely, and the growth is guaranteed as well. The growth of 1.25 over the interest rate, that is guaranteed growth. Has nothing to do with the value of your home. Has nothing to do with the economy or the stock market or anything else. You are guaranteed the growth on the line of credit.
That right there, to me, is worth its weight in gold because of just – go back to 2008.
It's the greatest feature of the program by far.
Well, 2008-09, so many lines went right down, boom, 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 boom. Like, right, I mean, like people were – that were horror stories. That's what I was mentioning, where people were using – you know, there was a program out where they were being taught to take the money out of their equity line and then pay it and then use other monies to do other things. And I mean, it was a mess. So – that right there is so huge for security, because that's what people need when they're older. And you were mentioned they should sit down with a good financial advisor. And I talk to a lot of people being in real estate that really do not have somebody. And then you'll hear different companies that people should go to. And I'm not going to mention anything and be negative, but I've asked specific questions that wanting to get certain answers from certain people that are supposed to be experts that say, I don't know. You know, and they're not on different things. So I just think people really need to dig in and ask many questions and check with a few people. And by the way, let's go ahead and give your contact information now, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Glad to. So Stephen Sless is my name, the name of the company, First Nations Reverse Mortgage. We are a division of Huron Valley Financial out of Ann Arbor, Michigan. My office is right in Owings Mills, Maryland, right outside of Baltimore, about 20, 25 minutes away from the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. My direct telephone number is 443-901-7680. If you do a Google search for me or look for me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, I'm very easy to find. Love to connect with listeners, love to connect with potential clients or family members or friends of clients that might have questions. I try to be as accessible as possible. And you can also email me.
Oh, you're great.
ssless@firstnationsreverse.com.
Sorry, I went off on a tangent on the $200,000 example, but I just wanted to dig in. These are things I would ask if I was sitting there looking. Oh, wait a minute. What about this?
Our conversation right now is no different than the conversation that we have with our clients all the time. You know, sometimes they go off on a tangent. It's just important to really ask questions, and really understand how this works and what the options are.
And it's important to know that you're secure in certain things. So on that $200,000 example, believe it, we have 15. Oh my gosh, time flies. the $200,000. Did you want to say anything about payment wise, or we're pretty much finished with that one to go over to something else?
Let's go over the growth real quick on the line of credit, and then we'll talk about. I want to get into the how you purchase a home with reverse too, because I know a lot of the listeners are in
agents will love that
world. So, yeah. All right, so let's touch on the line of credit briefly. So, again, $200,000 home value, we're paying off a $25,000 mortgage and eliminating that mortgage payment. The client can take $30,500 cash at closing if they choose to. Let's assume that they choose to take that. That leaves them with a available line of credit in one year, $44,000. Just in that 1 year, untouched, that line of credit with the growth is growing to $46,750. 1 year. In 5 years.
From 44 to 40, wow.
From
okay.
44 to okay, 46, okay. 7.
In 1 year,
if you,
wow.
If you
okay.
project out to 5 years, so in 5 years, this particular homeowner is going to be 70 years old. At 70 years old, that line of credit is now $60,000. And let's look at 10 years and let's look at 20 years. In 10 years, it's $82,000 in that line of credit. And project out to 20 years, it's $153,000 in the line of credit. Now,
$153,000 from the first,
yeah,
original
crazy,
44?
Right? It's important
to
point
out
that
because it kind of negates that negative. Wow, it really kind of negates that negative amortization in a way, too, if you don't get the scale right and you go back and forth.
Now,
this is assuming
that no money is pulled from the line of credit, okay? So
well,
if
know,
money
I
is pulled from
that,
the line
but,
of credit,
yeah.
it's going to decrease the growth. Now, what this shows you, Natalie, is one of the most effective ways to obtain a reverse mortgage is to do it early and to start growing that line of credit early because you see what that growth adds up to be. So in 20 years, this person is now 85 years old. We talk to 85-year-old homeowners all the time. 85, you know,
oh, I love
isn't
it.
As old as it once was.
To go
from $44,000 to $153,000 in just
That's awesome.
Pure
That's
growth
awesome.
Is awesome. It really is.
Does it,
and
does,
that
does
is,
it matter
that
if
is
they
what
own
makes this
property?
A true financial planning tool.
I love it. As long as they live in their home, and because I know one of the requirements is you must live in the home, correct? It has to be your primary residence.
Must
right?
be the primary residence, correct.
Are you allowed to own other properties? If you have rental properties and other properties that you own, second home, whatever, does it not matter?
You can have other homes. It does not matter. The home that you obtain the reverse mortgage on, however, must be the primary residence.
Right, that's okay. But, I mean, people don't have to liquidate everything else they have if they don't want to. It just depends on how these numbers work out, right?
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
It's fantastic. That is so cool. So cool.
And I know we covered a lot on that in a really short period of time. So if any listeners have any questions, contact me. I'm happy to set up a one-on-one call, and we'll structure some scenarios, and we'll be able to dive a little bit deeper.
You're amazing how you do it because you're so committed to this. I really respect you. You are just so doing the one thing and sticking with it, you know, without having –
I appreciate
it.
I appreciate that.
No,
I'm passionate
really
about it.
It makes
I'm
huge,
passionate
makes
about
huge,
it. Be, you
it
know,
I know.
I've seen the impact. I've seen the impact that this program has been able to have on my clients, on our clients over the years. And, you know, there's nothing that touches my heart more than receiving a testimonial letter or an email or a Facebook message or even a call from a past client saying, you know what? Had some doubts at first, thought it was too good to be true, but we're 5 years into the reverse mortgage and cannot believe the impact that it's had on my life. You know, and the conversations that we have the day of closing with clients saying, my gosh, like I never thought that I would be able to have and achieve peace of mind and financial security. And I didn't know how I was going to be able to fund my longevity and live the rest of my life in my home. And now I can. I mean, that tugs at the heartstrings, and that's why we do this. That's why we're so passionate about it.
Oh my God! Because that's the thing, money. You know, money. Everybody needs money, but it's not. You know, your health is first. But if you can't pay your bills, what do you do? You know, it's just really. It gives a. So now we have about 12 minutes, 10 minutes left, and we always fly by on this, and it's so interesting. Every time we do it, I have more questions, but always. But to dig in, but can we? Okay, so how we talked about what the reverse mortgage is. We talked about cash flow options with the equity lines, et cetera, and the money out. Possible uses of a reverse mortgage to allow the senior to age in place so they can stay at home. Now let's talk our last bit of the show about a reverse for purchase. It's called an H4P, opening a new revenue for for realtors that are going to be on the calls too. So I'll just turn it over to you.
So H4P stands for HECM, Home Equity Conversion Mortgage for Purchase. So H4P, that's kind of what we've named it in the industry. It is an unbelievable yet little known tool to be able to purchase a home using a reverse mortgage and doing a reverse mortgage in a one transaction scenario where you don't have to purchase the home and then take out a reverse mortgage. You can actually purchase the home using a reverse mortgage. There's only one set of closing costs by doing it that way. And then you never have to make another mortgage payment on that home as long as you remain in the home. So I'll tell you how it works. So for just a regular reverse mortgage, roughly you need to have about 50% equity to qualify. And that depends on age. So I'd say anywhere between, 50 to, 70% equity to qualify. Depending on age. The older you are, the less equity is going to be required. So let's just use round numbers and say you need 50% to qualify. So if somebody is purchasing a home for, let's say, $300,000, they have $150,000 in cash that they can part with. They can put that $150,000 cash down. Now they have the 50% equity to qualify for the reverse mortgage. They purchase the $300,000 home. The reverse mortgage covers the additional $150,000.
What?
They have no monthly mortgage payments for the rest of their life. They are now responsible for only the taxes and the insurance, and they now own a home, a $300,000 home, only parting way with $150,000. So we see this very often if a person is downsizing.
I couldn't hear you. You could hear me fine. You could hear everybody. Okay, so I couldn't hear you for a little bit right there. Okay. Go ahead. It went blank for a little bit, so I'm not sure if that recorded or not. So go ahead. We won't interrupt you.
Okay. But we see this scenario a lot. Homeowners moving into warmer climates or downsizing, where you might have a home that you're selling. So let's say somebody is selling a home. It's a $200,000 home that they're selling. They owe $100,000 on the home. They want to buy a $200,000 house. They sell their home, They pay off their existing mortgage. They have $100,000 in profit from the sale of the home. They apply that $100,000 in profit from the sale of the home towards the new home, which is $200,000. They're now purchasing a $200,000 home using the $100,000 in proceeds from the sale of their former home, and they buy the house with a reverse mortgage, never having to make a monthly mortgage payment for the rest of their life.
Quick question. Do they have to – okay, so they're going to go from home A to home B, which home B – they're going to go from their primary A to B, which B is going to be primary. They have to sell it first. They can't pull the money out while it's on the market. Does it have to actually be closed?
Well, correct, because it has to be the reverse mortgage has to be their the house they're buying with a reverse mortgage must be their primary residence.
No, I understand that, but for example, we do in the real estate business many times people write a contract on a new house, and then they have to have it contingent on their other house selling. So, can that process be taking place while they're doing this?
Yes.
So they can
yes.
actually apply for the reverse mortgage, name the home, the property you want, write a contract on that as long as the sellers are willing to let them do it with a contingency, right? And then have their other house on the market, contingent on their other house selling. Their other house can sell. So there's no restrictions, like you need to have the money in the bank first. It can go on the market, and you can line all this up. Do they get to lock their interest rate in, or does it have to be locked in once they're closed? Because the time period could – that time period could go over 2, 4, 6 months, right, if they're doing to find a house and then sell theirs in the middle of it.
Correct. So with a reverse mortgage, there's no rate lock until the loan closes.
Okay, so the loan closes rate on – okay. But they can do that. They can do subject to and talk to and get all that lined up. Awesome.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's a little-known way to buy a home. It's fantastic for the buyer of the house because you're able to –
Right.
You're able that – you're able to free up cash flow for the rest of your life. Again, it's you're doing this for the same reasons that you're applying, that you could potentially be applying for a traditional reverse mortgage. It's to free up additional cash flow. Now you can upsize, you can downsize. The whole point of this is you're purchasing a home with a reverse mortgage to never have to make another mortgage payment ever again. Whether you're selling a home to come up with the proceeds to put down on the reverse mortgage, or whether you're buying a new house and you have the assets to put down, it's just a great way, and it's a great way for realtors to pick up an extra piece of business that and have this tool at their disposal to help educate their clients and say, you know what, there might be a better way for you to purchase this home, or I know you're only thinking about a $100,000 house. Let me show you and let me refer you to somebody who handles reverse mortgages, and let's work together to find out if maybe you can afford a little bit more home without having a monthly mortgage payment obligation. Exactly. So it's a way for realtors to help their clients and ultimately pick up extra business and an additional revenue stream. And it's a fantastic program for seniors to purchase the home using a reverse mortgage and not having to purchase the home first, then do the reverse mortgage and incur two sets of closing costs.
Are the ratios a little bit more lenient than a regular mortgage?
Ratios in what way?
To qualify, like, for example, to qualify.
LTV ratio?
To buy the loan-to-value or just income, too, just that they're going to buy a home in Florida and they – a $200,000 home. Say they're selling a $250,000 or $300,000, and they're going to buy a $200,000. They're going to, and have a certain amount. Is it going to be the same ratios that you used as for a new loan? If they're just doing a regular traditional mortgage.
Yes. So same ratios for a HECM for purchase as there are for a standard HECM.
Okay. So they have to have they have to have the income that's going to substantiated, even though they're not going to be making payments, right? I would
Correct.
Think that
so
maybe
you just,
it would be a little lower.
There's not the income standards are not nearly as stringent as they are on a traditional mortgage. We really are looking at disposable income. We're looking over your bills. We're looking at the taxes and the insurance. And at that point, we decide whether there's enough disposable income for you to qualify, or residual income for you to qualify. It's not like a traditional mortgage where you need X percent in order to qualify of income in order to qualify. Same thing with the LTV. The LTV is going to be strictly based on age.
Okay, the ratios are going to be 50, like higher than, not lower than on a regular traditional mortgage.
It's really case by case.
Yeah.
It's case by case because everybody has different expenses and different income. So that's when we really start.
Okay.
Working with the client hand in hand to go over everything, decide if they qualify, pre-qualify them, especially for a HECM for purchase. You want to know before you go shopping what type of house to look for. So it's important to get pre-qualified, make sure that you have the income and credit to qualify. And at that point, we issue a pre-qual letter, no different than a traditional mortgage company is going to issue you a pre-qual letter. You take that letter, you go shopping, it says you qualify for a HECM for purchase. And then you purchase the home using the HECM, only occurring one set of closing costs.
That's fantastic. So they, we're just about at the end. Whoops, I guess we covered most of it though, huh? Do they have in-house underwriting with the FHA, or do you have to do your in-house underwriting, and then it goes over to FHA still to sign off? I don't know how it's working.
So we have FHA underwriters that are here. We do everything under one roof. So our loan originations are done under one roof. Our processing department is under one roof. Our underwriting staff, we have about 8,000 square feet here of space. So everything is literally done under one roof.
It
allows us to really streamline the process to provide our clients with the very best customer service experience that we can possibly provide.
Fantastic. Wow. Well, we covered a lot.
We always do. There's always more.
We always do. And it's always, it's always something different to dig in and question, There's just so much, and it's the same. It's so exciting. So we only have about 1 minute left, so if anything you want to add to our listeners, and then we're getting ready to sign off, and this has been wonderful.
Yeah, no, I just want to thank you for the opportunity. Thank the listeners for tuning in. Again, my name is Steve Sless. I'm with First Nations Reverse Mortgage. Find me on LinkedIn or Facebook or Twitter. Connect with me. Let's chat. Let's, you know, if you will, realtors especially, if you want to schedule a telephone call for to spend 20, 30 minutes on the phone to really dig a little bit deeper and be provided with a more thorough education, more so than we can do in just the hour that blows by on this show, I'm happy to do so. You can reach me directly, 443-901-7680.
Thank you so much. We will talk to you soon.
Thank you, dear. You enjoy the rest of your summer.
Right.
Hopefully we talk again before the end of summer.
Absolutely, we will. Things are changing so fast, aren't they? So, hey, to everybody out there, I wish you peace. Thanks.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.